Clive Ball on LBC.
And don't forget the Health Hour coming up at 9 o'clock. Your chance to put a question to our GP, Dr. Dawn Harper, who will be with us at 9 for the Health Hour. More calls coming as well on black cabs and Uber. Before that, this evening, Apple unveiled the latest version of its software, iOS 10. It's just become available to download for most of the 500 million iPhone users. But what benefit is there to upgrading your device? Is it always a good idea? Let's get some advice from Fevzi Turkalp, editor of the tech advice website, gadgetdetective.com. Hello, Fevzi.
Evening, Clive.
So first of all, what is on iOS 10? Is anyone going to notice the difference?
Yeah, you will notice a difference. I don't think any of us need to rush to it immediately, but there are some nice features. There's a raise to wake, so now when you pick up your phone, it will know you've picked it up and it'll switch on the lock screen, so you'll be able to see. You don't have to press the home button to wake up the screen. You'll get widgets on your lock screen as well, so rather like with the latest versions of Android, the apps that you're running will be able to put information on your lock screen for you to see at a glance. So that could be, for example, the currency or the weather or whatever it is. You can put those things up on your lock screen. You can now delete some of the default apps, and it's always been the case that the apps that Apple give you as part of iOS, like things like Compass that most of us never open, you could never get rid of them. Now you can delete them and free up a bit of space, and that's great. If you're an emoji fan, you can make it scan your messages and replace as many words as it wants to, or you want it to, with the suitable emojis. One feature I do like is voicemail transcription. So you don't have to listen to your voicemail messages that people read.
Oh, that's clever. It turns it into a text.
Yeah, exactly. And you can just read it, because it's not always easy to, have the time to listen to a whole message, especially if it's rambling. And also, you don't always have the signal. You know, sometimes you've got the signal enough for text-type messages, but not enough for listening to your voicemail. So that could make a big difference. Also, iMessage, which has been, I think, quite an unloved service. iMessage is Apple's proprietary equivalent of Skype, if you like. It's now going to have apps running within iMessage which will enable you to do things other than just talk, such as order food or other forms of shopping, even transfer money. So there's that. They've updated the Apple Music app. And they've opened up, I think this is going to be a big one. You won't see a benefit from it on day one, but they've opened up Siri for developers. That's to say that developers of third-party software will now be able to integrate Siri functionality into their apps.
So the question is then, do you actually do it? It puts all these new things, it's like having a new phone, but what are the pros and cons of doing it now? I'm just looking on my phone now, you know, checking for update. Should I do it now? Wait a week? Never do it?
Not never do it, but I would certainly not do it now, unless, you know, you don't rely on your phone, which most of us rely on, because inevitably any major release is going to have some bugs in it. Even after all the testing, and this is not...
Can't even find the update at the moment.
Well, I would say that wait for at least the next point release, something like 10.01 or 10.1, whatever the next one is. Wait at least for that to get the worst and most obvious of the bugs out of the system. Don't be their beta testers for them. There's nice developments here, but I don't think any of it is so compelling that you have to have it now. If you're a tech journalist, I suggest you upgrade it now because you need to talk about it, but otherwise, no.
And same goes for other phones and their upgrades as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless Apple come along and say, you have to do it now because there's a bug, there's a security vulnerability and iOS 10 fixes it, or this version of iOS 10 fixes it, then you need to do it. You know, and by the way, that is one of the other problems with all of this, is that a lot of machines are in use, iPads and iPhones, won't be able to upgrade to iOS 10. And some of them were on sale as little as, 2.25 years ago as new items. And now, the iPad 2, the iPad mini first generation, the iPhone 4 and 4S, they can't go to the latest operating system.
They can't keep up with the software.
They can't. And the reason for it is that to get the best out of the new processors and the new machines, sometimes you have to let the old ones fall away. But what Apple, I think, should be doing is still doing updates for iOS 9 users for things like security patches. So if there's a vulnerability that they find in 10, which also applies to, say, 9 and 8, they should be patching those older versions as well.
Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. Fevzi Turkalp there from GadgetDetective.com. Back to Uber.